Cape Talk, the Africa Report with JJ Cornish.
Bonjour, cher collègue. Comment ça va?
Bonjour, Ab. Ça va très bien, merci.
To you joining the conversation, by the way, as you're here, it took us 2 years, just under two years to get to this point where we have a proper greeting in French. But we're hoping you're also learning with us. Jean-Jacques, your Africa correspondent, also your French teacher. Monsieur, thank you so much once again for joining us on the show. Let's talk about the fact that medical charity closes Ebola treatment centers because they've been attacked in the DRC.
Well, you know, this is on Sunday. There was this attack and part of the building was burned down. Médecins Sans Frontières doing amazing work in North Kivu at the Katwa Center. It seems it very ended quite sadly. There were six suspected cases and four confirmed cases of Ebola being treated there. And one of the patients' brothers died trying to escape this mob that attacked it. MSF is saying, well, you know, if in order to fight Ebola, you've got to have the support of the community. If they're attacking you, there's no point us being here. So they've closed it down. But it's looking very bad in terms of the Ebola outbreak in the DRC. They've had 540 deaths now, and they've got 870 confirmed cases. That's in the 6 months. It's become what, the second worst Ebola outbreak on the continent. You know, unless the authorities can actually control the local communities, it's going to get even worse because, you know, the spreading is the situation is if you don't know where exactly you got the Ebola from, then the spread just continues and continues. So it's something that the authorities have to look at. The new government of Felix Tshisekedi is going to have to look at that very, very seriously.
And talking about Algeria, they're protesting and saying no to a fifth term from a president that's ailing.
Well, he really is. You know, Abdelaziz Bouteflika has been in power since 1999. He's confined to a wheelchair. I told you that I was in Algeria not that long ago, and you know, there was some very muscular videos about the man speaking and so on, but you don't see him. Now he's heading for Switzerland apparently for a medical checkup on Sunday. These protests were last Friday, and then on Sunday they're very, very they're banned in Algeria, so there was tough action, and there've been 40 arrests. No word from Bouteflika's camp on this. It was earlier in this month where he announced that he was standing again. And it seems to be that there's mounting protest against that. Eh?
Certainly. Always worrying to hear about these elections when it comes to Africa and our leaders. But Sudan's Omar al-Bashir apparently has introduced a state of emergency to stop the unprecedented protest against his presidency.
Well, you know, those have been amazing, and they've gone on and on and on, and suddenly we have he tried everything, you know, appeasement, and well, I mean, of course, the security forces back him, and they've been tough, and people, well, at least 80 people have died in those protests. Now he's got this year-long state of emergency. He's revoked any immunity people might have had for protests, and will try them now, and there's a ban on trading in fuel, in foreign currency, and in gold. So he's now trying tough measures to stay there. Whether he's going to succeed with that, of course, remains to be seen, because the people seem determined. Having started protesting about fuel prices and food prices, they're now saying, we want you to go, Omar al-Bashir. You've been in power for 30 years. You came to power in a coup. Time to go.
I wonder if ever our leaders will ever go willingly. That being said, Monsieur, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. We chat again tomorrow. Adima.
Adima, mon vieux.